For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert. Facing potential blackouts by Pacific Gas and Electric Company when fire danger is extreme, Chico Police Chief Michael O'Brien last month proposed establishing an overnight curfew. O'Brien said his aim was starting a conversation in perhaps the largest city at risk due to its location on the valley's edge. On Tuesday, officials were tentatively scheduled to discuss the matter along with alternatives. Last week, I sat down with O'Brien to go over the concept. I began by asking him about the curfew proposal's origin.
My initial concerns were what we were hearing from PG&E, that the potential existed that they could shut off power for the entire community. And not just shut it out for a few hours, but shut that power off for a week at a time. At that point, most modes of communications are lost. Things that we rely upon as far as public safety, people being able to call 911. A lot of those abilities would be gone after a week, because you're talking about, you know, the majority of households in California, according to data that I've looked at, rely upon cell phones for their telephone service, right? So if you don't have an ability to charge your phones, and let's say, you know, you did not have an ability or you were not able to leave, that leaves you pretty vulnerable when you cannot call for help. And that's my concern. Again, I'm not here to restrict civil liberties. That's not my intent with this. It was not to be heavy-handed. It really was to start a conversation about what would happen if this were to become a reality, which I again hope will not be. How can we keep everyone safe and protected?
I assume you've been speaking to PG&E. Are they going to give you any kind of advance warning that this is going to happen?
So there's no guarantee that we would receive an advance warning, and that's the other piece of this.
You have a police force of approximately 77 officers. I don't know how many people are on shift at one time. How do you control a whole city and arrest people for violating curfew when I imagine the officers are going to be directing traffic?
And again, in most cases, the vast majority of people are just going to comply with such an ordinance, such an emergency ordinance. We're very good at discretionary enforcement for those that we really believe would be trying to do harm, break into houses and everything that goes along with that. They're in neighborhoods that maybe have been abandoned by people, leaving for other areas. They're going around and casing houses, apartments, whatever. I mean, there's a level of discretion that our officers are always going to adhere to. But for those that were meaning to do some kind of harm to people, those are the people you'd want to hold accountable.
They wouldn't have to witness somebody peeking in the window. They could just see, hey, something doesn't look right.
Or it can be simply, we have someone, hey, what are you doing out here? And they have a reason or a legitimate excuse that makes sense. We can send them on their way. I mean, that happens all the time.
In an emergency such as that, I mean, would you have the authority to declare a curfew? Or is that something that only the sheriff could do, or the mayor or the city manager?
Something like a curfew, that would have to come from our elected officials. They would have to convene, pass an emergency ordinance, and get that passed through a government body. That's why I wanted to have the conversation before something like this happened, at least get those parameters on the table. If we needed to go into something like this, what that would look like. We really have an opportunity to look at this from a holistic community preparedness perspective. How can we better prepare for something like this coming down the road? And it may come, may not come this year. I hope it never comes, but it may come next year or maybe the year after.
That was Chico Police Chief Michael O'Brien. Prior to an ad hoc committee's discussion of a curfew and emergency preparedness, he said Chico could form community or neighborhood emergency response teams, volunteers trained elsewhere in California to help with initial earthquake response. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.